Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schos for Rabbi Moroni Marasi and for Pinchas HaMelech ben Breila Freidel and for Moshe ben Peshadina, Rami Yitzchak ben Esther, Moshe Yitzchak ben Esther. This is based on the Torah of Marna. For Nuzatzal, we say in the Haggadah Shel Pesach, Maisa Reb Lezer, Reb Yoshua, etc., Vayim Sapri, Metzias Mitzrayim, Kol Oso HaLayla. So we have to understand what this Lashon is, Kol Oso HaLayla, without telling us what Layla, in other words, the 15th of Nisan. Why does it just say Kol Oso HaLayla without mentioning what Layla it is? We say further, Afilu Kulanu Chachamim, Kulanu Vonim, etc., Mitzvah Leinu L'Sapri, Metzias Mitzrayim, Kol Marv L'Sapri, Metzias Mitzrayim, Reza Meshubach. So there are a lot of mitzvahs that the more you do it, you're meshubach. If you give more tzedakah, you're meshubach. So what's the big mile of Yetzias Mitzrayim? Kol Amar B'Lasav, Yetzias Mitzrayim, Reza Meshubach. All mitzvahs you do, a lot of them, you're meshubach. I mean, a lot of them. Keep it up aim, the more you do it, you're meshubach. So we have to first explain Chomer HaMeyuchad of the Isser of being a Baal Lashon Hara. Chazal say that David Baruch HaKodesh Kvar Karso, David HaMelech already cut such a person off with the divine spirit. Shenemar Yachris Hashem Kol Sivsei Chalakos. Those people are Bali Lashon Hara. HaKodesh Baruch Hu is going to cut them off. Chazal also say that a Bali Lashon Hara Kilu Kofar Be'ikar Asher Amru Lashonenu Lashonenu Nagbir Sfasenu Itanu Mi Adon Lanu. People who use their lips, their tongue, without regard to the halachas of Lashon Hara, they are essentially saying, Mi Adon Lanu, who is our master? It's like Fira Be'ikr, it's like denying God. So we can explain this based on the reason why of all these sins of Dibur, only Lashon Hara is called Ra. There are a lot of evil types of speech. There's Nivol Peh, there's Leitzanus, it's also evil. So why is Lashon Hara only when you speak negatively about your friend? So the Indian is that generally, when a person sins, it's predicated on taivas. A person has illicit desires, and therefore, chas v'shalom, he sins. Lashon hara, whose agdara is to be l'saper b'gnuso shel adam, to speak negatively of another person, does not derive its vitality, its nourishment from anything other than the very essential reality of evil. When a person speaks nivol peh, so he gets something out of his profanity, he gets a certain desire, he uses bad words, he makes references to unclean, impure things, so it's a certain hanah there. A person speaks divrei leitzanos, everybody's laughing, there's a hana there. When a person speaks lashon hara, that is yonek es chiyusa, that is drawing its sustenance from the mitzius hara be'etzim, from the reality of, essential reality of evil. As it says in Psalms 52:5, ahavta ra mitov, you loved evil from good. This is coming from just a place of evil. That's why it's called Lashon Hara. Evil speech. It's just evil. There's no other reason to do it. It's just coming from the place of evil. There's no taiva. It's inexplicable. What do you get out of it? It's coming from a place of Ra. If not for the mitzvahs of Ra in the world, then we would lack the primary alluring character of Lashon Hara. So that's why only Lashon Hara is called Ra. because it's yonek es chiyusa mimitzius harab etzem, and not for any other reason. If it's taiv, I get it. The guy has pleasure, but what taiv is he fulfilling when he speaks lashon hara? Rather, it's coming from ra. Adabri b'gnus v'shaladim. Tchilas habriyah, it says vayikra l'kim la'or yom v'lachoshech kara layla. Chazal explain. It doesn't say v'lachosha kara elokim layla. It says v'yikra elokim l'or yom. Why doesn't it say v'yikra elokim l'choshech layla? Or l'choshech kara elokim layla? The answer is, say Chazal, this is in Bereishis Rabba and Parsha Gimel, Piska Vav, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not miyachid shmo ala kalkola. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't put his name on evil things, on choshech. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not miyachid shmo al hachoshech. Choshech symbolizes kalkola, bad things, negative things, ruined things. We know that therefore when HaKadosh Baruch Hu prevents his name from being mentioned on something, that's where the Baal Lashon Hara is going to draw his vitality and his power. Svasenu itanu mi adon lanu. Our lips are with us, we have no master. When there's no name of God, that's where the Baal Lashon Hara gets his chiyus. They're mischazek in the place, these Baalei Lashon Hara, in the place where kiviyachol Kadosh Baruch Hu removes himself. Shasu b'shamayim piyam, says in the pasuk in Tehillim Perek Ayin Gimel Pasuk Tes, they place their mouths in heaven, like speaking against God. That's when they speak their lashon hara, when there's no God. In Galus Mitzrayim, Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Achein noda hadavar." Shemos beis yadalid. Now it's known. Now the matter is known. As Rashi explains, I'll be the Medrash, that the reason that the Jewish people are in Galus is because this lashon hara. That's what it means. Achein noda hadavar. Oh. You told on me that I killed the Mitzri. Now I understand. Moshe Rabbeinu spoke Yiddish, as we all know. Now I understand why HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why we have this galus. Because people are speaking lashon hara. Are you going to kill me like you killed the Mitzri? Tosin said to him. Moshe Rabbeinu said, oh, now I get it. It's because this lashon hara, I know that dover, not know that dover, that I killed a mitzri. Know the dover, why we're in galus? Because this lashon hara. And then when the Leil HaGeula comes and we leave galus, we have something new is mentioned. That the kilkul, the ruination of the night, that prevents the name of God being mentioned on the night, that it doesn't say v'lachoshech kara elokim layla, that Hashem's name is not mentioned on the night, on the kalkola, nefach legamrei min hakotze al hakotze, it was now transformed from one extreme to the other. Originally it was this evil night, there's no shame Hashem on the night. Night is darkness, night is the absence of God. And Galus Mitzrayim is because of the Lashon Hara. Where there is no God, Kibiyachal, that's where the Chiyus of Lashon Hara comes from. Svasenu itanu mi adon lanu, we have no master when we speak Lashon Hara. And now this night of Tesvav, Nefach Legamri Menakotze Alakotze, has been transformed from one extreme to the other. And it says in Shemos Yud Beis Mem Beis, Hu Alayla Hazel Hashem, Leil Shimurim Hu Lashem. Now God's name is called on this night. You see, until now God's name isn't on the night, because night is Kalkola, night is Kilkul, night is what's ruined, night is what's evil, night is corrupt. But now Hashem Hashem, this night has been transformed. Hashem Hashem is called after the night. Leil Shimurim Hu LaHashem, Walayla Zel Hashem. So normally God's name is not mentioned on the night, but this night is unique to God. This night, Leil Seder. And if normally the Baal Lashon Hara is mischazik when the God's name is not mentioned, on this night, the Kilkul Halashon is transformed into a Pesach. Pesach is Pesach. The mouth speaks b'kedusha. V'lo gilui derech de la Torah shel gnus, ela gilui kol agnuzos shel shvachu yisbarach b'Pesach. Not this Pesach, this mouth speaking, where there's gnus, where there's delatoria, where there's lashon hara, where there's the revelation of people's secrets. No, rather it's revealing the shevach of Hashem in Pesach. So if by a Baal Lashon Hara it says l'shonenu nagbir svasenu itanu miadon lanu, they strengthen their tongues, their lips are with them, and who's our master, they speak vos ze vilen reden, as they say in Portuguese, whatever they want to say they say chas shalom. That's the Baal Lashon Hara. Hare nefach kan oisa gvur lezirme his gabrus shal amar belesapi v'yitzias mitzrayim b'shvachu shal makom. So now that's been transformed into this power of a flow of power, his gabrus of overcoming, of kol amar belesapir b'yitzias mitzrayim. If you speak a lot about the exodus from Egypt, b'shvachu shal makom, the praise of Hashem, instead of loshonenu nagbir sfasenu itanu miadon lanu, now we have fakert, we have mar belesapir b'yitzias mitzrayim sipur shevach of Hashem. So the emphasis on kol amar belesaper is peham is gaber lesaper shvacho zelu mazel l'shonenu nagbir. So this kol amar be, we ask all mitzvahs are. A lot of mitzvahs are marbe hareiz mishivach. Give more tzedakah hareiz mishivach. But here there's an emphasis. Of course, it's true about other mitzvahs as well. But here the emphasis is that until now, the reason we were in Egypt is because we spoke delatoria, we spoke lashon hara, and now it's a zeh l'umazeh. We need dafka here to be marbe b'sipur shel shivcha, make this tikkun. And that's what the Baal Haggadah says. And those who were in Bnei Brak, v'yim sabrinti yismitzrayim kol osu alayla dafka. Because this sipur relates to that night. That night that turned into leil shimurim lashem. That night was transformed into a godly night, a night that Hashem is miyachet shmo alav. V'chol ha-mitzvus yesh zman v'tarich mesuyam. Aval kan nitvasva adgashash al klaliyut inyan layla atzmo. Kol oso ha-layla. Normally there's a date, but here there's an emphasis on the night, because we're making a tikkun. It's not a tikkun of Tesvav Befrat. It's also a tikkun of Tesvav. The Torah mentions elsewhere that it's Tesvav, but here we want to emphasize that we fixed the inyan of night called Oso Halayla, because until now Shem Hashem wasn't Mesiachid on the night, and now God's name is applied specifically to the night, because it's a beautiful night, a pure night. holy night, a godly night. And this is done because we were in the Golos, because we spoke Lashon Hara, which comes from the world of Ra. And now we're speaking this Shevach of Hashem, Zelu Mazeh, Pesach. It's a mouth that's speaking a lot of praise of Hashem. And that's the Misaper Metzias Mitzrayim, called also Alayla, that's the Tikkun of the night. To be Misaper Metzias Mitzrayim. To fix the Delatoria. To make this a night of godliness. And to be Metaken the Kfira of Lashon Hara. And the world of Ra, which is identified with night, is now fixed, because instead of Lashon Hara, which is Kfira Beker, we are now speaking Lashon of Sipur Shvacho, which is Meir, which shines Mazriach into the night. No, very, very beautiful inyan. And we should be Zelcha to make all the necessary tikkunim. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.